everyone. I'm Leslie Cornwell, certified nurse midwife with midwifery business consultation. I have my good friend Casey Messmer with Messmer Marketing here. We were just discussing different topics that had come up with my past clients and some of her recent inquiries. And it was talking about the referrals and the networking and collaborating. And when is it good on the marketing side to join with another practice, and what parts would it make sense? So Casey, if you want to give a little backdrop about yourself, I know we've talked a few times, but if this is their first time seeing you.
Yeah, so it's good to be back, obviously. I'm a marketer in the midwifery industry. So I work with birth centers and I work with independent midwives who own their own private practices. I see pretty much everything. I've been doing this for a little over 5 years and I've seen it all. And recently, especially with people who have lower budgets, they're looking for other ways other than paying for their own marketing to network their business or get their business out there. And I think that there's a lot of ways that you could approach it that are good, and there are some that are mediocre, I guess, that we could talk about. But I think the really important thing to remember when we're talking about this is that there are so many people in your industry to network with. So we're looking at like doulas, we're looking at chiropractors, we're looking at pelvic floor therapists. There's so many people out there who you could be partnering with, and there's a lot of different ways that you could be doing that. Whether that is, you know, pulling all your money together and working on marketing that way, or word of mouth, talking to each person, hey, can you sponsor a post for me? I'll sponsor a post for you. We can combine our networking. So, I mean, there's so many things that we could get into when it comes to that. I understand that not everybody has the budget for marketing. And that's kind of, I think, what sets me apart is there will never be a time that you call me and you ask me for advice. And I'm like, nope, can't help you if you're not going to pay me. There's always some other method that I can give you. I can always tell you what your options are for more budget-friendly marketing. So,
yeah. Well, and I think the possibilities of getting midwives, especially running their own business, you have so many resources. You have such a budget. Well, especially when you're getting started, how do you get creative? Think outside the box. Think in your little area. Where are your strengths? Where are your weaknesses? And find the people in your community that can fill those weaknesses. And so, yeah, I think there's, when you talked about the goods and bads of joining forces, I think sometimes midwives, the idea is good, but then you don't understand the backdrops of what it hindered you. Like we had talked about before the recording, the search engine optimization. I mean, being on the virtual and branding and joining forces may not be the best way because of XYZ, but if midwives don't understand that versus having a billboard sign where you're all in the same birth center, community center is completely different. So if you want to dig into that.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I've been approached with the topic of, hey, we have this doula that works with the birth center or this, you know, chiropractic business or a pelvic floor therapist, something like that. And they're like, what if we pulled all of our money together and we worked on marketing together? And while some people may make that decision, and I'm not saying it's the worst decision that you could ever make, because let me tell you, it is better than absolutely doing no marketing. There will, that is always the other option. And that's the worst one. When it comes to SEO or Facebook ads, or just in general, working together and seeing where the advertising budget goes, especially if you're advertising for so many things all at once, is it going to be as beneficial as working for solely your business? So if I'm doing a birth center business and they have their own website and their SEO is just great and they're working on their own Facebook ads, and then they have a doula come in who wants to put in, you know, a fourth of the budget, but then wants equal amount of time in Facebook ads or equal amount of showcase on the website. How does that all work? And logistically, honestly, you have to decide if it's worth it, if it's just worth the headache in the first place. And then is it worth it, as far as marketing goes, to split my budget with other people? Would I be better off just doing this myself? And I mean, I talk about this all the time, but Facebook ads are really inexpensive. There's no reason that most midwives can't spend, you know, $50 on advertising a month. I'm not talking about spending $500 a month on advertising. You can have a very effective ad strategy for $50 a month if that's what your budget is. And do you want to take that $50 a month and now make it $60 a month, but you have to feature a doula half the time? I don't know. I don't know if it's worth it. There are other options. There are so many great options out there. So like, for instance, if you have a new doula come in and maybe she's a little more tech savvy than you, there's an exchange there where she's helping you with your website and you're giving her shout outs on your Facebook page to make sure people are using her. There's so many different ways to network with people. And I also think this is probably a really good time to talk about photographers, because we all forget about birth photographers, but you need social media content. You need social media content. So one of my biggest pieces of advice when I'm talking to birth centers or midwives is combine your experience with a birth photographer. So maybe, hey, the first two births that I have at my birth center, I'll pay you. I won't ask the mom to pay you. I'll see who's willing to have a birth photographer there in exchange so that we can use the photos for marketing. But if you create a good enough relationship with a birth photographer, you guys could really work together, maybe give your moms a discount on photography. Photography is so important. It's one of the main keys of your marketing, and I don't think people utilize that relationship well enough either. Well,
bringing up your example, I mean, I did it with my birth center. We had, it was a cute little town. I went down the street. There was a photographer. She didn't want anything to do with birth because she didn't want to be on call. She did it enough with weddings, but she wanted to do the family pictures. We made a package customized for the practice and gave a discount, and she had all of her gorgeous pictures all over the birth center, didn't charge me a dime, but then she had a flyer special in our postpartum packet. It's a win-win situation. You send referrals. I didn't have to pay a dime for artwork. I mean, referrals doesn't have to be just for marketing and branding. You can utilize each other's skills and resources to make something better.
Right. And if you think about it, a photographer, whether they post it on your Facebook page or not, they're still going to post those photos. They still post sneak peeks, and they're going to tag the location that they were in. So that photographer's whole audience now sees you, and you didn't have to pay a dime for that. And so for me, it's always like, hey, to get this relationship started with this photographer, why don't I just pay one or two sessions? And it's a couple hundred dollars out of your pocket, but the investment is incredible because now you've built this relationship with somebody. You show them that you value their services and you guys are working together. You're getting a brand new audience because these photographers, they're working on family sessions anyway. So their audience is families. Yeah. So if you're doing it right, you're going to be showing up somewhere else, and you're not even going to have to do that marketing for yourself because those photographers are posting those photos on their own page. You don't have to pay anything. And I think the relationship with photographers, that's something I'm super passionate about because I don't think it's taken advantage of enough when it comes to midwives, because most of those moms, especially if they're going to have a photographer in the room, are typically okay with sharing those photos, or they would be happy to go through the album themselves and say, hey, these are the photos I'd feel comfortable with you using on my Facebook page, and share those specific photos with you. And that's incredible. It's such an easy way to get content for free that people don't use. And the easiest way to do it is just through networking.
So, well, and you had me even spark with you talking just the power of our women. Like, we don't look at our clients as marketing networks and referral basis. Like, yes, we're like, oh yeah, she'll tell her friend and they'll, when they get pregnant, they'll come see us. But like you said, leveraging their birth stories, leveraging on social media, making a interactive community site for your past clients, using them as a marketing tool for your testimonials from your direct ladies. And it is harder once you first start out. I think there's different stages once you get going and you've got that momentum of client referrals. But in the beginning, it's more of getting your brand out there, getting that community exposure to who you are.
Right. And there's a lot of women who are choosing to, you know, give birth at birth centers or with midwives, and they are so passionate about it. And I always tell my midwives, your biggest asset for marketing is your top fans on Facebook, because they're going to always be engaged with all of the stuff you post on Facebook, even years later. with each client that I have, and I have quite a few, I can tell you the exact names of their top fans on their Facebook page, because I see them so often. I see them pop up every single time I post something. They are so engaged and they are so happy to share their stories or share photos of their babies 4 years later or their first day of school. I mean, I can tell you all their names because I see them so often. And how powerful is that? That there's always going to be a cheerleader on your Facebook page saying, hey, I had the best experience, even if it was 8 years ago. And yeah. I don't think we use networking enough. So when you're thinking, should I have, you know, a year anniversary party or a 5-year anniversary party and invite these families back? The answer is absolutely yes, because keeping that relationship so that they're willing to network for you and they're doing all the hard work out there, it is so worth the price of cake and whatever.
Yeah. With our birth center, we did it. There was a festival, a Danish festival in August, and it was perfect timing for our 1-year anniversary. So we did balloons and we had the parking lot open and free food and party. And it was just, yeah, it was one of those things that it's simple and it's powerful. You can get your families. I mean, our goal as midwives is to connect the community. And how can we do that? Whether it's virtual on Facebook, whether it's in a park and we get a get together. But yeah, like those things, it's just your time setting it up and getting some flyers out there. But yeah, I love the idea of the open houses. And you could even do like if there's a healing center, a community center, a chiropractic's office, you could ask to do a class. You could cross refer, do a class about pregnancy and chiropractic adjustments, and you guys join forces for both of your followers. So there's a lot of opportunities if you just get creative.
Right. And I think that's the part that's most ignored, because people are just like, oh, that's too much work, or I'll think about that as I get further down in my career. I don't have time for that right now during the startup process. But creating those networking relationships are probably the most important thing that you can do, because you need to know who else is in your community. Maybe you have a competing birth center. I don't ever like to say birth centers are competing, because I think we all have the same goal here, right? But maybe you have a competing birth center. You need to know those people. You need to know what they're doing as well. You need to know the doulas in your community, because you don't know if somebody wants to bring in their own doula. You need to know the chiropractors in the community. And it's such a refreshing thing, I think, for women when they go into these birth centers and you already know people you can refer them to, because they're going to ask those questions. People are going to need a pelvic floor therapist. There's a large chunk of women who are going to need one. And if you don't just have some names off the top of your head and you have to do that research, it's going to come across as, oh, she's not engaged with this community. She doesn't know what she's talking about. She hasn't gone outside. Definitely make sure you know people, and they want to know you too. I've never had a midwife come back to me and say, oh yeah, the local doula didn't want to talk to me. Yeah, she's not interested. We're competing or something like that. That's never happened. There's always a place for somebody else in a birth center, especially when you're in the same niche, and it just works. So networking is so important, I guess.
Well, and I think when you talked about that quote unquote little bit of competition, it's a mindset. I was just talking to a couple nurse midwife students earlier in the week, because they're like, oh, I started this childbirth education while I'm making money, and now there's somebody doing the exact same thing. I'm like, I promise you guys are not the exact same thing. And I did it with the other midwives in the area. It's like, we all have our strengths and weaknesses. There may be parts a CPM can do, a licensed midwife, a CNM, or hospital, home, birth center, they all have their strengths and weaknesses. And if you learn each other, you'd be like, okay, you're not my type of personality or style, or we're not a good fit for each other for XYZ, but I know a great midwife that will fit your needs of what you're looking for. Maybe it's insurance reimbursement. Maybe it could be anything. Maybe it's a distance barrier. She just didn't find that other midwife on the internet that's right across the street, and she drove 2 hours to come see you and goes fast. Does it make sense to keep her as a client? And it'll be vice versa. I think people forget that we as midwives want what's best for women. We're not gonna, like, I think we forget all the possibilities of referrals to bring ladies to our practice, because it's not, you're competing on the world wide web with the hospital systems that have way, way more money than you do. You're not gonna be highest ranked when somebody is saying midwife near me is gonna be the doctor's office until you've been around for a really long time and you've done a great job of getting that marketing. So it's going to be that underground private practice network that you are getting tapped into.
Right. No, I absolutely agree with you. And I think kind of my business model is to refer people to other people. If I don't think that I'm going to personally be a good fit, I always refer somebody to somebody else. And it's like, do I want the money? I mean, sure, that would be fine at the end of the day. Every midwife would want that. But it's like, is it beneficial for the person you're working with? And I think that that's the most important thing, is none of us got into the businesses that we're in to be millionaires, or else we would not be doing the things that we're doing. So I have to remind myself of that, is, hey, I can't provide exactly what this person needs, but I do know somebody who can. And even if I feel like that person is competing with me, I will absolutely send the other person on their way, because I just feel like I'm not in this to be a millionaire. I'm in this to make sure everybody is getting exactly what they need. And if that's not what they can get from me, then we need to send them somewhere else. And that is also a really important part of networking, because once you do that, once you start sending people and they say, hey, the midwife down the street sent me, she thinks you're going to be a better fit, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to turn around and send people to you that will be a better fit. That is how you create those network relationships that people feel comfortable sending back. Because I think it comes down to, people are like, oh, you know, when you're networking, it always feels one-sided. Well, it also depends on the olive branch that you personally put out and what those people are willing to put back in. Everybody's been burned at one point or another. And we all have this feeling like, what if I give and give and give and nobody else like comes back for me and helps me? But it's like, you still just have to keep putting that branch out there and saying, you know what? It's not about me. It's about the woman who is giving birth, it's not about me. And we'll see what happens if I send her over there. And I think the best thing that we can do is adapt mentally to that and say, hey, if this doesn't come back and benefit me in any way, I have to be okay with that because it benefits my mom. So,
yeah. Well, and I think going not just thinking outside the box of chiropractors, doulas, photographers, the traditional warm market of a midwife, brag at family get-togethers, brag. You never know who might be a potential customer. Maybe she's done having babies, but she has others, or this grandma has nieces and nephews and kids, and midwives are really bad about bragging out how awesome we are. It's like a humbling thing of, especially like at baby showers. Oh my gosh. Like I was the one like, ladies, like there's choices, there's options, and take advantage. So it's not so much thinking and marketing, but it's just empowering women to know there's choices out there. So yeah, be comfortable and be able to just confidently have an elevator speech, have something. You walk down the street, and I wore shirts all the time for midwifery support, and I still do. And it gets a conversation. You are a walking billboard of referral if you make yourself.
Actually really funny because I have a shirt that says midwives are meant for birth centers, the home, and in hospitals. And people constantly ask me about it. And I'm not even a midwife. And I'm just like, hey, I'm not a midwife, but let me refer you to some local midwives. And I don't have any skin in that game. I do not work with the local midwives. But you know what? I will pass every single person that I meet that wants to talk to a midwife on to those people, because I'm just trying to put out some positivity in the air. Yes, I do believe that you should look into your options. And I am 100% okay with sharing that. But I also think when it comes to events and talking to your family or your friends or walking down the street, I always say you never know who monitors a Facebook group, who has a Facebook group. There are people out there. I was actually in a holistic group when I lived in Missouri, and it was great. And it was a powerful, powerful group of women. And anytime birth got brought up, obviously a midwife was something that was constantly talked about. And the local midwife received so much business from that Facebook page. And she didn't have to do anything but the one original birth, and it spirals. And by the time I left to that page, there had probably been about 30 women who had used this midwife.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Yeah. No, I agree. There's possibilities out there. If people think you don't need a budget, like even going back to the t-shirt thing, like I had probably 12 different styles of shirts. My husband and I, if we're wearing a t-shirt, it's a midwife shirt. Like my husband, this big burly guy, walks around with I support midwives. Midwives are awesome. And it's fun like to walk down the street. Like a lot of times I won't have a shirt on and he'll get conversations from guys. So think of your partners and think of your family members. Like my kids would wear a midwife shirt to school. Like your opportunities for referral could be your own family members. So it's getting people to think creatively. It doesn't have to be rocket science. It's just getting a conversation started.
Right. Yes. No, and these are all such easy ways to network where it costs you almost $0. Yeah. But I think they're often overlooked because people immediately go into what should my marketing budget be? Whereas I think you should open your birth center or talk to a marketing person before you open your birth center. But that first few months should all be about networking. You should see what you can do on your own as well. Because while I could be incredible on Facebook for you, or I can be awesome at bringing in stuff online, I will never be in person in your community. I will never have the ability to walk around your town in a midwife t-shirt and tell everybody how awesome you are. So
No, it's about that branding, and branding on a local level and branding on a state level, because you get ladies from a far distance. So no, I appreciate all your knowledge and skills, Casey. You've just been so amazing the last few years. But I think it's just inspiring midwives to, once they've been going for a few years, it's the other direction. Midwives have a waiting list and they're busy, but it's those first few fragile years. And it's not that it's not you're giving good care. It's you just have to get your name out there. You have to get the awareness of what you're doing, clear expectations, consistency, professionalism. You give great care, you're going to get tons and tons of referrals. You have to get there and be patient with it.
Right. You can't build a brand in a day. It just doesn't happen. And it all comes with your brand, and your brand takes time to build. And at the beginning, it has to be through networking. And I know most people are like, I don't like people. And I am an introvert at heart, and I can still network myself like crazy. So
Yeah. Well, I think it's just, you learn the power of it for your business. You learn the, we're talking with women all day long once they get there, but you want to get the women to know and schedule that appointment and know what you're doing. So yeah, I think you and I had talked about it, like YouTube channel and just being able to get your expertise out there, like TikTok, you talked a little bit about doing that. And there's simple ways. If you're comfortable putting a video out there, branding yourself as the expertise that people care. It's a cheap way, and then just getting it from all different directions. Like I would make a weekly, I'm going to call 5 people this week in the community, see if I can set up a meeting for the next week. You don't have to do a ton. You could say, I'm going to this week just do X, Y, Z, make it consistent, and you're going to make powerful changes from just that consistent habit. I'm going to spend a half hour connecting with my community, either it's by Zoom, phone call, take them out for lunch. That's going to be your power.
Right. No, I absolutely 100% agree with you.
So Casey, if they want to get in connecting with you, because I know social media is your expertise, how would they get a hold of you?
I'm on Facebook at Messmer Marketing, but I also have a website at messmermarketing.com, M-E-S-S-M-E-R. And feel free to fill out the contact form and we can chat about whatever, whether it be you want to learn about networking or you have a budget finally for marketing and you're ready to use it. I would be happy to chat with you about it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Casey. Have a great day.
You too.